the mendicant. When I think how long I have lived, I am struck by life's injustice. Others have lived much less. Some have been given less than an hour of life. I recall my childhood and the various stages of my growth. I have been blessed indeed, beyond anything I expected or deserved. I think of the experiences that life has given me, happy ones that filled my heart, painful ones that helped me grow, of the discoveries I have made, of the persons I was privileged to meet, and of my talents and abilities, of sight and hearing, smell and taste and touch, and mind and will and memory, and the limbs and organs of my body. If I were to die today, I should certainly have had more than my fair share of life's blessings. Whatever else life has in store for me is an added gift, quite undeserved. Having accepted this, I make myself aware of the fact that I have another day of life to live and relish. I see myself go through the morning, the afternoon, and evening, and accept my good luck gratefully. I think of the person who to me is the dearest, of all who are alive today, of how he or she has enriched my life. Tomorrow I may lose her. Such is life's fragility. And if I did, I should have no cause for complaint. I have had her for so long. God knows I have no right to her for a single hour. Life has been unjust. I think of those who never had the riches she has brought me. I tell her this is fantasy and see what happens. I now become aware that she is here for yet another day. And I am grateful.